You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sheeped out. Ready for another Red Friday, Raider Hater style.
Seems like it's been a long time since we played, Shay.
The one loss that we felt this season, this is personal on
it
Sunday.
Is. Especially they took that victory lap, too, around Arrowhead after they won. You know, that's cool. That's cute and everything. We know that y'all ain't won nothing since we had the big remote controls that hooked up to the TV. You know, y'all ain't won nothing since color TVs was the exclusive buy at the Sears. Okay, since the floor model TVs. That's cute and everything. But you got a price to pay coming up this Sunday. Sunday Night Football, the nation is going to be watching. It is the absolute game of the week. Chiefs at Raiders, the rivalry is renewed. And I think the Chiefs are going to be out for blood, Shay.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? You're not even a formidable candidate to even step to us. And another great thing. Like 11 of their 12 defensive focus on the COVID list, too.
So. Yeah. Not good. Good news for them at all.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not laughing because they're on the COVID list.
It's all, gamesmanship. That's all it is. So, yes, 7:15 this Sunday night. Have your popcorn ready because Patrick Mahomes in the offense. And I think Andy Reid is going to. Normally, he don't go down this route of the vengeance tour, but I think the Chiefs might try to put a little extra on it this Sunday just to send a message to the league. Like, hey, don't mess with us. We are the defending champs.
That's right.
It's going down. You got a score? I want to hear a score prediction from you. You've been doing good on your football picks this year.
See, I don't really get into the score part.
Just the win. Who's going to win or
lose? I picked the winner, and last night I picked the winner against Seattle and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I felt like Russell Wilson would have like a point to prove. I can't let this young whippersnapper come beat me twice in a month.
Look at you with the stats, because they did just play about 3 weeks ago. Look at you. Okay, I'll give the score to him. Chiefs, I think we'll get a 40 burger this week. 41-24. They do have a good offense, so I'll give them that. But 41-24, Chiefs win. Send a message to the league. What's happening? We here.
That's right. Well, I'm with it. Got a great show in store for you today. Of course, we're going to talk about Lee Summit School District. They reversed their order that was allowing kids to stay in person learning pre-K through third grade. Talk about that coming up in the show, and a whole lot more.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and mild. Right now, you're clear 50 on the Plaza. Shade, what's poppin'?
Bobby Brown has broken his silence on the sudden death of his son, Bobby Brown Jr., who was found dead in his Los Angeles apartment on Sunday. He was just 28 years young. So according to The Hollywood Reporter, Brown said in a statement this, quote, "Please keep my family in your prayers at this time. Losing my son at this point in our lives has devastated my family. There are no words to explain the pain."
That's a pain that he's felt all too often in his life. Got to keep Bobby in our prayers.
Bobby Brown's attorney added in a statement, "This is a tragic loss, and we will be letting the authorities conduct their investigation of his death." Some folks are saying that he had texted friends and said that he wasn't feeling well and that he had flu-like symptoms. No drugs were found on the scene for folks that's messy boots. Toxicology tests will be conducted, and the police say they don't think it was any foul play involved.
Oh, my boy Bobby can talk to somebody about it. I know he's going through it.
You know, Nelly is a current cast member on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. A lot of folks are shocked because he's kind of acting, man. But
like, are you insinuating like he's robotic with his moves?
I'm not insinuating. I said it. He is the Tin Man. He is yet the Tin Man. So, but because of his notoriety and people actually love him and he looks sexy, he just performed last week with no shirt on. The ladies grabbed their phone and saved him. But anyway,
say what? Pictures?
No, you have to vote to keep them
on the show.
And so he's now been cast to star in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of biopic about Chuck Berry. So he's going to play Chuck Berry.
Okay.
And I wonder if he's going to have to get a conk.
They couldn't find Eddie Kane Jr. nowhere to play that?
He's going to need a... the wop babaloo bop dot. He got a head at in the front.
Oh, man. You know, I'm when I look at biopics and stuff like that, I'm big on the person actually looking like them. Like Malcolm X, Denzel did a great job, Ray with Jamie Foxx, movies like that. I don't know if I could buy that, Shay. I guess the connection is he's from St. Louis. And Chuck Berry.
Is he?
I think Chuck Berry is from St. Louis too.
Oh, I didn't know.
So that might
he's
be the connection.
He's a little lighter than Chuck Berry.
Exactly.
And he's gonna have to get the wop babaloo bop.
Right. They can make that happen. If Tyler Perry can make them wigs happen in this movie, you know what I'm saying? They can make that happen for Nelly. But, you know, have at it, fam.
Whew. According to TMZ, Boosie Badass had to undergo surgery after being shot in the leg. Some folks were saying that it was may have to be amputated.
That's what I heard too, Shay. And the first thing that came to my mind was maybe it was a diabetes issue. Because, you know, he's got that bad.
He does?
Yeah, he got diabetes bad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a problem because you don't heal well when you're diabetic.
Right.
Wow. They say that they had to put some screws in there to make sure that his foot properly heals. Mm. And he's left the hospital and he's now recovering at home. Mm. Wait a minute. As I go on, it says that his team confirmed that the leg amputation story is not true.
Oh, that's good. All right. Thank God.
He will have to remain off his feet for 6 weeks. So get ready for some IG stories that
oh boy,
you ain't maybe ready for.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though?
I'm mad because I've been sitting on Fairfax Boulevard for 25 minutes because a train has been stopped or something up here. We've been backed up all the way up to I-70.
Ain't nobody took no detours or nothing yet?
I mean, hey, you scared to take the detour because the train might be blocking Quindaro. No. Who knows?
Well, good thing your radio work. You can listen to the Morning Grind.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, hopefully that train will pass on by in a few minutes and you ain't got to be stuck there no more. We appreciate you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Gems, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 652. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the lower 60s. Right now, you're clear 47 in KCK.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do things. Shouts out to Gojo's. They are now permanently closed because of COVID-19.
Oh, no. No more yellow sauce. No.
Oh, don't dismay. Because what they're going to do is bottle the yellow sauce and other sauces that they sold at the restaurant. And they say you'll see this on shelves at a supermarket near you.
All the times where you're sitting back and watching the fire go up when they do the onion volcano. All the times where you was catching the butterfly shrimp in your mouth. Going to miss Gojo's.
It wasn't my favorite hibachi grill, but I recognize what it means to a lot of people in this city. They were open for 40 years, and there's a lot of memories for folk. After extending the Missouri state of emergency order into March of 2020. Missouri Governor Mike Parson also released a public health warning that outlines Missouri community's expectations. Now, of course, he still has not ordered a mask mandate, but he's offering expectations for folks to adhere to.
Expectations, okay.
They're not listening.
At all.
So the expectations on this personal behavior advisory, it says wear a mask at all times in public and other settings outside your home where social distancing is not possible. Maintain social distance of at least 6 feet wherever possible and limit close contacts with other individuals to less than 15 minutes. Wash hands multiple times a day. Stay home when sick or if you have symptoms, self-isolate from other family members as much as possible. Limit your regular interactions to a small group of 10 or less family members, friends, and or coworkers if living in a Category 1 or 2 community. For businesses, he's recommending that you modify physical workspaces to maximize and maintain social distancing, developing an infectious disease preparedness and response plan, develop and implement and communicate about workplace flexibilities and protections for employees. As far as travel throughout Missouri and across states are, they say minimize travel outside of Missouri. If traveling outside the state, please follow all guidance requirements for your destination. Upon return, take as many precautions as possible. Wear a mask and monitor symptoms.
We're never going to eradicate this thing at this point. We're not. Like, at this rate, what is all the recommendations? What? Like, people going to follow those? The non-mask wearers, they're going to follow that?
That's part of the problem. We don't have a 100% buy-in. This is why other countries where it started are done with it, because they had a 100% buy-in. They all locked down for however long, and they put the tools in place, and now they're done with it. And we're going to continue to drag this on into 2021, and it scares me.
Maybe beyond that too.
It's Raider Hate a week. COVID has affected the NFL. Shoot, we're going to be playing the Raiders in Las Vegas, and 11 out of their 12 defensive players are on the COVID-19 list. Mecole Hardman, he's on the list for us.
Eric Fisher, Mitchell Schwartz. Three important pieces for the Chiefs team. So, yes, this affects everybody.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
World premiere.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103. Chance.
I don't even know if you know, I'm in my bag right now, Brian.
Uh-huh.
It's week 11. Yeah, we got a game in Vegas. Put a little something on the table.
Hey.
Advantage, Kansas City Chiefs. Hey. Raider Hate a week. Raider Hate a week.
Hustle hard, stack points up. It's alright. Bye, Raiders. It's nothing. QB Major, you see us.
Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders.
You see us.
Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders.
You see us.
Bye, Raiders.
Yeah, man, you might want to go to one of them buffets. You're looking malnourished. Chase Keenum. We're the champs. Bow down.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. What you know about the buffet?
Oh, I know about them Vegas buffets. Come on now.
It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Good morning, 7-11. Today, look for highs in the lower 60s. Right now, you're clear 47 in Grandview.
Your Uncle Fussy texted me yesterday.
Hey, man, I got one of these earrings, man. I got them on. I'm just going to watch this versus one time.
You know what he wanted, right?
Probably some macaroni and cheese.
Hey, yes.
What you doing for Thanksgiving? I want some of that mac and cheese.
So I told him, look, CDC said we ain't supposed to be around each other, but right. I will jingle these pots for you. You can come get this socially distanced mac and cheese with your mask on, and we'll do it like that. CDC says that even kids coming home from college, people returning from the military, they shouldn't be intermingling with family members. And the reason why? Dr. Aaron Schatt says that there's been 1 million new cases over the past week, which caused the CDC to make this recommendation.
Oh, yeah. It's getting heavy. I'm with it too. I have no disagreements with it.
See, if you do decide to gather, they say try to do it outside. That's going to be one of the best ways to do it, where there's open air. They want folks to be 6 feet apart. And if you got a small house, that may be a problem.
Yeah.
I want you to wear masks and just one person serving up the food. Everybody can't be touching everything, you know. You know how we like to do.
Oh, yeah. Buffet style.
You know, my man, every time we go to a thing, he want me to fix his plate and stuff.
Now you got an excuse. Fix your own damn plate.
No. Only one person. So every woman be fixing the plate for their men. So now it's going to have to just be one person fixing the plates.
Man, you know what, Shay? As far as I'm concerned, Thanksgiving is canceled.
What?
With me. Now, you know, I'm not judging nobody else. If y'all do it, y'all do what y'all want to do. But for me personally, I'm not going anywhere.
So what are you
going
to eat?
Hopefully Chipotle open or something. I don't know.
I don't think they're going to be open on Thanksgiving, Brian.
I'll eat some air pudding. I'll be all right.
Well, just make an advance plan and go get Chipotle the day before or something.
I could do that. Yeah, I could.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Right now, you look cloudy in 47 in Raytown. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Member of the Beastie Boys, Mike D, out here 55. Dominique Dawes, you remember her, gymnast, she's 44.
In the Olympics, yep.
He's passed away, but let's recognize a real G in the game. Malik Fife Dawg Taylor, member of A Tribe Called Quest. This would have been his birthday.
Rest up.
Rapper Future. This explains.
You know we turn that stick, turn that stick.
It explains it. You know this is my song.
On a new toy. This cash up on a new toy. You can't understand us because you're too soft.
Tell a bad band. It explains what, that he's a Scorpio?
Yeah. They very freaky and nasty.
Oh,
and
God.
They need to explore that. You didn't even play my favorite part, but it's okay. I'll listen to it off the air.
We can't do that. Happy birthday, everybody.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
November 20th.
Nah.
Go ahead.
We got to wish happy birthday to the 46th president-elect.
Oh, my bad.
Of the United States of America. That would be Mr. Joe Biden.
Him and Future got the same birthday, huh?
Makes sense. Okay. My vice president's Biden.
Happy birthday, everybody born on November 20th.
So, child, look. I was excited. I was in position right on time for the Versus battle against Young Jeezy and Gucci. But we had to wait yet an hour for it to begin.
Yeah, I had my black Air Force Ones on. I was ready.
And right from the beginning, Gucci came out the gate with his 2012 song, a diss track called Truth. Woo-wee! It made the room tense.
That it did, Jada. It was very disrespectful. And Jeezy had some words for him.
Put that ass in the dirt. I tell you what. Smoking on Pookie Load tonight.
Oh, no.
I tell you what. Send some more, I'm going to send them the same way. In a box back to you.
Are you doing
free kill.
See, when I even called you and extended this invite, my I did it as a real man. It's been 20 motherfucking years.
15
still talking,
years.
Okay, well, how many? You still talking the same Let me talk.
I want to talk. I'm through talking. It's your turn to do the song.
That's
what
right,
it's going
to
do.
Right.
I told you after Dribble, we can't do nothing if it ain't street. If I can't perform
okay,
the truth, we
it's
can't
all
do
good.
It.
Let me say my piece.
Take off.
The shit we came from in the street, dog. You seen it. We've been through it, dog. 20 years. And when I said I wanted to do this for the culture, that's what I wanted to do. I brought you here to show you the world care about what the fuck we got going on because we are the culture. You feel me? Me and you. What we've been through. Us, all these kids out here doing what the f*** they do because they saw what went on with us, dog. So this shit ain't about me. This shit ain't about you. You feel what I'm saying? This shit about King Von. This shit about Doe B. This shit about Nipsey Hussle. This shit about Pop Smoke, M3.
All the fallen soldiers, Shay. And that was the theme from that point on. I think things changed. Gucci's demeanor changed. He stopped really playing those diss songs. And these diss songs were extremely personal. When he said, we smoking on Pookie Log tonight, that's the guy who he allegedly killed. That was Jeezy's homeboy.
Allegedly, Jeezy put a hit out on him years ago, and the person who came was killed by Gucci.
Yeah.
He was put on trial, and he beat it.
And for them to even be in the same room is a monumental feat that should be celebrated.
At the end, they performed their song together, which allegedly sparked their beef back in the day. Some folks say that Jeezy wanted to put the song on his album, but Gucci said, no, that's my song. It's going on mine. And so that started the friction between the two artists who had been friends before that. But that's what really happens. Most people that you got a problem with, Brian, mm-hmm. probably used to be a friend or could have been a friend.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a couple of those. And, you know, at the very end, when they wrapped it up, it was good to hear them come together.
Hey, man. We headed to the Jeezy and Gucci. We headed to the compound. If you in the ATL and you really get money, y'all got to be there. This is a historic event. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Hey, man, listen. All respect. I appreciate you for throwing out the olive branch. I accept that. No disrespect. It's all love.
Love, my. Let's get it. A-Town. This is what it is, baby. Yeah. 20 years. 20 years.
Hey, Holiday.
Hey.
20 years.
I salute you, Holiday.
Tell Jay and Z and Nas they better watch out.
Ain't that the most Atlanta thing ever? Go to Compound and go to the Waffle House after that to celebrate.
And then after that, go to the doctor.
Because
you done caught it. Right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So the 27th annual Toy and Food Drive. Something I look forward to every year, something you look forward to every year. Mm-hmm. Typically, we are out in front of the Walmart on 40 Highway for 2 days, collecting toys, non-perishable food items, and cash to benefit Harvesters and Toys for Tots.
Right.
Had to make some adjustments this year. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing that thing virtually, December 4th and 5th. And you can make donations right now at KPRS.com.
Don't they just put you in a good mood? I know you especially.
You know I'm a Christmas person.
Oh, Lord.
It puts a smile on my face.
You gonna talk about me because I believed in Santa Claus till I was 14.
That right there?
What? I really thought he was real.
I got an ocean I want to sell you.
Nah, you can't get me now. You can't get me now.
Right in Liberty. It's an ocean.
After the rain, I can see.
This is something interesting. Women with the name Karen say that their love lives have taken a hit since their name is now synonymous with pushy white racist old ladies.
Yeah, can you imagine? You walking in somewhere. Let's say it's Thanksgiving and you walking in with somebody. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing? This is Karen. Oh, Lord. Can you imagine the faces be made?
So a dating app released these figures. They say that women with the name Karen are getting 31% fewer matches, 33% fewer responses, and saw an overall 45% in their engagement on the app compared to last year go down. But you can't help your name, right?
Nah, you can't. You could legally change it though. And then, you know, I'm
so
just
you
saying,
suggest people change their name from Karen? Yeah,
would you want to be Karen in this environment? Hell no.
So just say K. Hey, you know, I say okay.
That's right. That you go by something else. Just spell it K-A-Y. That's a good alternative right there.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, man. What's up? It's Quake.
Hey.
What's going on, Earthquake?
Ain't nothing play up here. Why you living?
I'm appreciative that you recognize a pimp when you see one.
Oh, Lord. He don't see you.
Respect is due. Pimp that you ever pimp that. I tip my hat to you, pimp.
You're returning to Kansas City for some shows this weekend. We've been missing our comedians.
Got to get some laughs there because, you know, don't let the hot shoe keep you from ha-ha.
Earthquake, what have you learned throughout this pandemic?
You better have a woman on your side to bring some potential to that end. Because right now, this ain't the time to have nobody that ain't pulling their fair share.
So much of your money is made out on the road. And with comedians and other entertainers, singers, you guys haven't been able to get that money that you're so used to getting. Shoot. we hurting over here at the radio station. We not doing any gigs either. So how have you been supplementing that income?
Well, you know, you don't. You just wait for it to open back up. And a person like me, I always came to the conclusion this could stop. Something like this could happen. I never thought it'd be a pandemic. When you make it, you gotta hold on to some of it. So when it's raining outside, you gotta cover on, baby. You just gotta make sure. Don't live beyond your means. Stay within your means and have that money, you know, stacked away. Whenever things happen, if you get incapacitated of a health illness, or God forbid, you don't be funny no more, sell 4,000 tickets, now you're down to 50 tickets. There's a lot of different things that could have stopped your money. I never thought it'd be a pandemic.
Have you ever thought about getting the OnlyFans?
Nah, man, I ain't gone that bad, but I told my woman if it get real bad, she got to do what she got to do. Is to keep us fed, baby. I hold the camera. Let's go get this paper.
Did Trump offer you any money?
Nah, he did. He didn't, man. I wouldn't have took the money anyway. Nah, he ain't come over here.
I really enjoyed you when you were on WBLS in the afternoon. Earthquake did radio for many years. Have you considered getting back into the game?
Well, I am back in the game. I got the number one show on Sirius XM on Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud show. It's called Quake House. Comes on every day from 1 to 4. Channel 96.
That's what's up. What have you been talking about lately on the show?
Oh, everything. I bring four comedians that come to the house. We get together and we do different topics, hot topics, those type things, and we flow with it.
Doubt this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the hilarious Earthquake at the Improv, KC.
Yeah, come on out. Let's go ahead and get this laugh before they put these restrictions on you know what. So come on.
One of KC's favorite comedians, Earthquake. Thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you, man. Tell everybody, man, please catch the show. One on Friday, two on Saturdays, two on Sundays. If you want some free tickets, hit me on The Real Earthquake slide in my DM. You know my stipulation. When it comes to free tickets, I'm all out of men tickets. Holla at me.
So all men go to improvkc.com.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing for you but advice for you, man. Put your girl on the phone. Put your girl in the DM. Don't you slide in my DM, you grown ass.
All right, have a good one.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hand count in Georgia, 5 million votes is done. Joe Biden maintained his lead over Donald Trump, another state certified election.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Your boy Trump trying to hold on to yesterday. Like them Oaklanders trying to hold on to the Raiders. You gotta let it go. I don't even know if you know. I'm in my bag right now, Brian.
Uh-huh.
It's week 11. Yeah, we got a game in Vegas. Put a little something on the table.
Hey.
Advantage, Kansas City Chiefs. Raider hate a week. Raider hate a week.
Hustle hard. Stack points up. It's alright. Buy Raiders. It's nothing. QB major. You see us. Buy Raiders. Buy Raiders. Buy Raiders. You see us. Buy Raiders. Buy Raiders. Buy Raiders. You see us. Buy Raiders. Yeah, man, you might want to go to one of them buffets. You're looking malnourished. Chiefs hate them. We're the champs.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822. Look for highs in the lower 60s today. Right now, partly sunny and 45 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
An update on the condition of R&B singer Jeremih. His agent released a statement yesterday that read in part, Jay was just pulled off the ventilator. He's still in ICU in critical condition. Please keep him in your prayers. His family also released a statement that read, very grateful for everyone who is praying, and we ask for continued prayers. A great team of doctors and nurses is helping him pull through. He's not out of the woods yet, but progress is being made. The family and friends are praying that he starts breathing on his own soon and makes a full recovery.
Come on, Jeremih, pull through, dog. Pull through. Stay strong.
I need some more of that Thug Nasty R&B. I'm just saying.
You are a character.
What? That's what I call it. Like, I made that up. So if you start hearing people say Thug Nasty R&B, they owe me a check.
You're doing something with your mouth.
This week, fans saw the premiere of one of the most highly anticipated television shows, which was the reunion of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Mm-hmm. Both on Viv's was on the show. Will Smith apologized to Jhené Hubert for some things that happened between them on the set of the show. And Monique jumped in on that thing. She went to her social media and said, hats off to Will Smith for apologizing for what he did to Jhené Hubert's career life when he was young. Perhaps Tyler Perry, who has admitted in private that he was wrong, will follow suit and be man enough to apologize in public like he promised.
Oh boy. That would go a long way for Monique too. I think that would help. Not that her reputation's taking a hit, but I mean, I guess, but what I meant was to you and I, it hasn't taken a hit, but to other folks in the industry. So Tyler Perry, go ahead and hook her up one time.
She was made to look like she was crazy, but you know.
Yeah.
Lala Anthony says that she speaks to Vanessa Bryant every day. Mm. I'm happy that she's got somebody to talk to. Yeah. You know, during this time, right?
Yeah, and you know, Lala, you know, she was an NBA wife too. So
is she still married to Carmelo?
I don't know. I think they're in entanglement.
They're still married though.
I don't know. I really don't.
We've never heard about a divorce.
We haven't. I heard about some Honey Nut Cheerios though.
Yes, another sir. NBA player is in the news today. Dwight Howard revealed that he is now married to his longtime girlfriend, Tia Cooper. She's a basketball player.
Oh, yeah, she played for the Sparks.
She does? I thought she played for Baylor.
For the Sparks. Well, maybe that's where she probably went to college at. But I know now professionally she plays with the Los Angeles Sparks.
Well, I'm happy because, you know, a lot of these NBA players be trying to talk to chicks that's 5'2". Like, lead a 5'2 girls for 5'7 dudes.
No, Shay. You got it wrong. She's fine, too. That's what they looking for.
The tall chicks. My niece is 6 foot tall. She plays basketball. She need a Dwight Howard type of dude. Like, dudes, y'all stop messing with these.
So the short guys can handle women?
That's what I'm saying. 5'2 girls need to be with 5'7 dudes. She's still looking up to you.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? But the 6'5 want to go mess with a 5 foot lady. Why? You're messing up the order of the way things supposed to go.
Speaking of short dudes, did you hear the Tory Lanez diss from Megan Thee Stallion?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, boy. And it's on the Biggie beat. We just going to let Megan take us to break. Come on, Megan.
Lying by shooting the real just to save face for rapping chill with. Imagine me giving a what's your birthday. You and your feelings, I just thought it was another Thursday. Now imagine me black on some drive. I don't want you on a bitch, believe you wouldn't have been invited. And if it wasn't for me, same week you'd have been indicted. You walk the M's, not the talk, I guess that made my friend excited. Now y'all in cahoots, you a boots. You shot a 5'10".
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Shantae. Hello.
Hey, let's see what you got.
We bottle popping. You block it. Black. Told the girl you rap, but your CD flopping. Say you're getting money, man. We ain't seen nothing. No. Your girl is persistent. She ain't stopping. Man, she say she wanna.
Good. Something by the town. Y'all know who run the town.
What?
Y'all play that? Oh, my God.
Why not? We see you hype, so it worked.
It did a little bit. Just a little bit.
Gotcha. You accepting that? That's my song. I need a little bit more representation. But, you know, since Brian said he with it, I'm with it.
I am with it. She hype. You just got yourself registered for a 1K payday. Tell the town what station is number one for hip-hop and R&B.
High 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get it back.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.